It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. March Madness, Sweet 16, Elite Eight, the Final Four. Some very popular media terms at this time of year. But legal infractions are a common problem for businesses that try to capitalize on all of the championship hype without looking at the copyright issues. Dave Radak is vice chair of the Intellectual Property Department and a member of Eckert Siemens Board of Directors. His practice includes patents, trademarks, copyrights, and trade secrets. He joins us in Studio A. Dave Radak, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the history here. First of all, who came up with the term March Madness? Apparently a lot of people credit that to Brent Musburger, the old CBS, now ABC sportscaster, but that may not be true.
Yeah, it's actually it does go back a little further. It has kind of an interesting progeny. Back in the 30s, it was actually the name coined for the Illinois High School State Basketball Tournament. So this is in 1942.
Wow.
And it was used that far back. And yeah, it was actually in a kind of a neat little poem. And they started using it saying March Madness for the Illinois High School Basketball Tournament. Now, you get to about the early 80s, and you're probably a sports fan, Paul, but you would know the name Brent Musburger, who was he was kind of the lead CBS analyst at that point and did the NCAA basketball tournament. And I believe Brent was from Chicago, so he heard that term, and he just kind of adopted it for the NCAA tournament, say calling it March Madness and that type of thing. And, of course, at that point, the NCAA kind of picked up on this and said, wow, that's a really great term and we really like it. But somebody else had it before. And so, as often happens in these things, there was litigation and between who really owned the rights to use that term March Madness for a basketball tournament. The Illinois State High School Association and the NCAA finally decided to settle, allowing the Illinois people to use the mark for high school basketball tournaments and the NCAA to use it for the college basketball tournament. And they went forward, too, and they also decided who had the rights to use it for commercial purposes. And that's really what we're talking about today. What can you and cannot do with that March Madness term?
So it really applies to specific tournaments. For example, I had always thought that it referred to the fact that in March you've got high school tournaments, college tournaments, not just in basketball, but hockey, wrestling. It's probably the busiest month when it comes to determining state championships and collegiate championships, not only at the NCAA Division I level, but at other levels. Mm-hmm. But that apparently was a complete...
Yeah, it is basketball, and that's kind of what the NCAA wants you to think. When you think March Madness, they want you to think NCAA basketball, the basketball tournament that's going on right now.
So we know who can use the term March Madness, who cannot. Everybody else,
basically. No, I mean,
for example, if I'm a bar and I say and I'm advertising a drink special, I say, "Come on in and join the March Madness here at Joe's Bar and Grill." Can I do that?
No, you can't, because it's a commercial use.
Uh-huh.
What will happen is, in that case, and I get calls from clients all the time, that smaller businesses say, "Hey, I want to have a March Madness sale." And I say, or a bar is a perfect example, Paul, of a March Madness type of thing. I would say, no, you can't do that. Because, for example, I don't know, Buffalo Wild Wings, if you've watched enough of the tournament, they do a lot of advertising. They're a corporate partner of NCAA. They're allowed to say that.
They are.
They're paying millions and millions of dollars. If you're the bar across the street, Buffalo Wild Wings says, wait a minute, I'm paying millions of dollars to use March Madness, and my competitor across the street's using the same thing. I want that to stop. And that's the way people get discovered when they can't use it commercially.
So how close can you come? Can you say Madness but not March?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the question. The example I always use around Super Bowl time is people call it the big game or something like that. I've seen March Mayhem. I've seen March Insanity, that type of thing. My view on that is it's got to be March Madness. I mean, if you say April Madness or,
actually March Angriness.
Exactly. And that's what we call in trademark law, we call that likelihood of confusion, where people confuse that. So you can get close, but you can't call it March Madness.
And what are the repercussions for using the term March Madness and the others for profit if you are not licensed to do so?
Well, the first thing you're going to do is probably get a nasty letter from the NCAA saying that you're using our trademark improperly and we want you to stop. So a cease and desist. So stop using it. Stop advertising. Stop doing things. Very rarely they will ask for damages. I mean, if you're a big national player and you have a big ad campaign and you use it illegally, you may have to pay some damages. But usually they want you to stop. That's the usual remedy to do that. So if you stop and say, hey, I promise I'll never use it again, I think you probably get off the hook.
Boy, if you could only invoke that every time you got into trouble. It was a slip of the tongue. I'll never say that. Dave Radak is vice chair of the Intellectual Property Department and a member of Eckerd Siemens Board of Directors, joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. What are some of the other copyrighted sports terms as well, terms that other people need to be careful about using? I know Super Bowl, that's one of them, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Just a little correction. It's trademarked. Trademark terms.
I said copyright.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, copyright, you had the movie guys on. Mm-hmm. A movie is music is covered by copyright. It's an expression. It's a artistic, literal expression. When you're talking about trademark, you're talking about identifying a product or a service.
Gotcha.
Coca-Cola is a trademark. Hilton is a trademark. March Madness is a trademark. Other trademarks that are used, during the tournament, we're in the Final Four now. That's protected. Elite
right.
Eight is protected. Sweet 16 is protected. All of these
Frozen
things.
Frozen Four, which is the hockey
Frozen
Final
Four.
We
is
had
protected.
It here in Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
Last year.
We did a couple years ago. Super Bowl is protected. World Series is protected. Stanley Cup, big one. Is protected. All those trademarks are things that if you don't have the rights to use it from the organization, the NHL, the NBA, that type of thing, you cannot use those commercially. Now,
what if you said Stan's Cup? Just not Stanley.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think that's getting a little too close.
a little too close.
Yeah, exactly.
What are some of the most interesting infractions that you've heard about?
Infractions with regard to using...
Well, somebody who used Super Bowl or used, let's say, if the Steelers didn't want somebody to infringe on their trademark,
Well, yeah, I've had clients actually during the Super Bowl, people will, like a bakery, they'll write Super Bowl on a cake. You can't do that. Obviously, you can't do it. Now, are you going to be caught? Who knows? But you can't write Super Bowl on a cake.
I've noticed people that advertise for clients to come to a restaurant, for example, they'll say the big game, but
yes.
They won't say the Super Bowl.
That's exactly it. So that's exactly what's going on with that. You have to make sure that you don't use the trademark term and that you try to get as close as you can. I always laugh during Super Bowl week when people say, the big game in New Orleans on February 2nd at 6 o'clock. They try to get as close as they can without saying Super Bowl. So that's kind of funny.
What about the terms, some other terms, Sweet 16, and you already mentioned Final Four, but
correct.
Sweet 16 and Elite Eight, which are the terms leading up to that?
They're trademarked too.
Sweet 16?
That's incredible.
I mean, Ringo Starr did a song.
Yeah, the thing that people really, I think, what gets people going is saying, well, wait a minute, they're so common, they're so generic. Why do people, but under trademark law, if you adopt it and use it for your service and you become recognized.
But you could have a birthday card that says Sweet
16, yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So, you can. Sure. I mean, if you use it in its generic,
so it depends on
way.
Context.
Exactly.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. I think we've learned a lot here today, and we'll make sure that we don't use Final Four in the wrong way this weekend. Dave Radak is vice chair of the Intellectual Property Department and a member of Eckerd Siemens Board of Directors, joining us to tell us everything we need to know about trademarked sports monikers. Thank you,
wonderful.
Dave. Appreciate it. Yeah. And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening. See you again tomorrow.